This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so ticket text coming in. And let me just finish the call with Matt, I guess. What some of you fail to understand is you think me saying that that there's turnover luck is somehow insulting. It's not. It's a statement of fact. Two years ago, the Jacksonville Jaguars had a crazy plus-minus and had seven defensive touchdowns. They had immense turnover luck that they were never going to duplicate last year. Guess what? They didn't duplicate it. They didn't make playoffs. Last year, the Chicago Bear defense had amazing turnover luck, scored us a bevy of defensive touchdowns, right? Made a bevy of huge plays. I told you, never going to duplicate that, and they're going to come back down to earth this year. And they are. Every turnover in the NFL is worth roughly 5.4 points. You, as an example, and this has been proven over time, this isn't you getting drunk with your bros and doing bro science. It's been proven over time that fumble recovery is luck. The fact that the Lions have recovered 9 fumbles in the first 5 games of the season, if you think this team is going to go on and have 30 fumble recoveries on the season, with a basic extrapolation of those numbers, then your head is up your ass. That is turnover luck. It's going to dry up. And sometimes it dries up early, and sometimes it dries up at the worst possible time, and it's the biggest game of your season. But the turnover luck dries up. Then we get into, are all turnovers created equal? No, they're not. When a team fumbles at your 1 yard line, that's not the same as a fumble at midfield. Okay? You've already, like, look, the Charger game. Eckler at the 1 inch line, fumble. That has a way bigger value than another random turnover. Well, then it's the issue of you sell a myth that somehow you're coaching your guys better so they're getting more fumble. Everyone's learning the same techniques. Everyone. Oh, you think Justin Coleman's the guy who invented punching the ball out? Look, some guys are better than others. The point is, right now, the cookies crumble in your way turnover-wise. I don't think counting on that is a good idea. I don't. Because the law of averages says it's coming back to earth. So you can take that as insulting. It's not. When I talk about the defense being bad and you say, but bro, we're forcing turnovers, okay. 27th against the run at 5.1 yards a carry, 28th against the pass, dead last in yards allowed, and you're on the field more than any other defense in football. But you think that those turnovers are going to save you, then you better not slow down, because you're 2-2-1 as is. You've blown 3 fourth quarter leads so far. And if those turnovers dry up at all, well, I think you'll be singing a different tune. But go ahead, call in, yell, get emotional, and tell me how, no, we've earned every... No, that's just not how it works. There's a great variance with turnovers. Sully, go ahead. We'll start with you.
Yeah, I want to give my biggest issue, because this is something I've been high on all year. Red zone offense. And you know what? That factors right into the concept and the idea of how this team gets up in the game, and then they just take their foot off the gas and they don't go pedal to the metal and they end up blowing the game or blowing the lead. I think that when the Lions get down to the red zone, they don't do a good job of punching in. They don't cash in. Look at it. Prime example last game. Beautiful flea flicker to start the game. Get right down there in the red zone. Then Stafford trips. They settle for a field goal. When they get down in the red zone, they have to cash in. They're very good 20-20, 20-yard line to 20-yard line. Stafford moves the ball. He's been throwing a really good deep ball so far this year. But for whatever reason, when they get down there, into the red zone, into a scoring opportunity. They either do something stupid, like fumble it away, or they just settle for a field goal. They turn those field goals into touchdowns, and this whole season is different right now. I just don't understand why the red zone offense is this bad. That's really by far and away my biggest issue with this team. I tend to stick to, you know, answering with offense. Of course, as we've talked about, the defense has been a big problem as well, but I think that's a huge issue when you get down to the red zone and you're just settling for field goals or just doing something dumb.
248-539-9797. Go ahead.
It shouldn't happen either for a quarterback that's been in this league 10 years. And I think that part of it's, sure, you can blame Daryl Bevel for some play calling. But overall, Matthew Stafford's a veteran quarterback where he needs to know that when he gets down there into the red zone, one way or another, whether it's an audible at the line of scrimmage, he has to know that you have to find a way to put this ball in the end zone. They get so weird and just so conservative and just the red zone play calling has been so strange this entire season.
Let's go over to Nick, 97.1. Hi, Nick. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, Mike. Hi. How y'all doing?
Good. How about yourself?
First time caller, long time listener.
Welcome.
I'm agreeing with you totally. I'm agreeing with Sully totally. However, I'm going to put a spin on it.
Okay.
When you control the clock with the running game towards the end of the game, like teams used to do in the 80s, they'll get up or it'll be a close game, 3-point game. They're running the ball. They're pounding the ball. We don't do that. You know Stafford's not clutch, so why even put him in that position? And
here's my issue. Here's my issue with the running game, and it doesn't make sense. You have a running back we're all excited about, and you have an offensive line where you've invested a ton of draft capital and a ton of money, right? You got a good quarterback, maybe not great, but good, and you got nice wide receivers and tight ends. So people have to pay attention. Is that fair?
Fair.
How is it exactly, then, that the Lions rank bottom five in football-ish, where 24% of their running plays get stuffed for no gain or a loss? How is that possible?
Okay. Okay, it's the blocking scheme. When you run a zone blocking scheme, and I've been watching the Chicago Bears and the other teams that run in Minnesota that run the ball, they move their linemen. They run traps and powers, but the Lions run the zone blocking scheme where the defensive tackle just splits the gap and we stuffed. I've been seeing that all year.
All right, so you're going to blame
the
scheme.
Huh?
You're going to blame the scheme. Then.
Yes, of course. Of course. And then you go away from it. You start and you may get 5 yards here or a 3 yard carry here, and then you stop. We had a game against Kansas City. It was a second and three, and we won a play action. Why would you run a play action? Go get the first down. You get 4 more downs. Take some more time off the clock. That keeps Mahomes off the field. So now he comes in, wins the game. At the end of all 5 games, we have never had the ball at the end of the game. Philly had the ball at the end of the game. They dropped the touchdown pass. You know, we got lucky there. Aaron Rodgers has the ball at the end of the last game. Mahomes has the ball at the end of the last game. You sit them down by establishing the run and controlling the clock.
Listen, I'm not here to argue on that point. Their running game sucks. I'm not going to sit here and speak on their scheme versus other people. It's first year Daryl Bevel. But to have that percentage of their running plays get stuffed, it doesn't add up to me. If you show me that the Miami Dolphins on 25% of their plays get stuffed, it makes sense. Nobody respects their quarterback. Their O-line's terrible. They don't have a wide receiver worth a damn, maybe outside of Devontae Parker. The point is simple. That adds up. But for the Lions to be in that position and be averaging 2.7 yards a carry on the season while giving up 5.1, nope, you're not winning a thing like that.
Well, and here's another stat for you, Mike. I was just looking this up. Lions are 24th in the NFL in touchdowns per red zone appearance. And that's exactly what I mean by that. When they get down there, sure, if some people want to point to points per red zone appearance, I think they're 20th, 21st. It's really not much better. But They settle for field goals. That's all they do when they get down there. You can't be 24th in the league in, you know, touchdowns per red zone appearance and expect to win these close games. That's how you win close games.
You know, the other thing, too, and it's funny, like, you can't do a whole show on it, but, like, when people don't believe the things I'm saying, you know, you get the callers like, no, bro, our defense is earning. Go and look. The amount of qualitative analysis that's been done on turnover luck, it's substantial. So maybe instead of waiting 20 minutes to talk to me and just get buzzsawed, do some reading and then call back and tell me if you feel the same way. Like, if you can recover half of the fumbles, you're doing really well. I mean, the Lions have recovered 9 in 5 weeks. That's just not going to keep up, which means your defense will be on the field even more, which means they're giving up even more points. And your offense has been gifted some golden opportunities here. Let's face it. I mean, you were given the ball twice in Packer territory by a fumbled punt, which I guess you're going to tell me the other guy not fair catching, somehow you earned that. No, that's just blind luck, and you got the ball at 25. You didn't do anything with it. You had the interception. You didn't do anything with it. So if your offense is not being given the ball extra times during the game, that means their production's going to go down. I think the turnover stuff's important. It's you want turnovers, you want to believe you're forcing them, but you don't want to rely upon them. That's a different argument. 97-1. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.